Hello, hello. I am Crystal Craven, and I sing, I songwrite, I lead worship, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this right here is your weekly devotional. All right, last week we looked at Joseph of Arimathea and how he had taken Jesus' body down from the cross and put it in a tomb. And now we're going to look at the women from Luke chapter 23, verses 55 through 56. And it says, "The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested, according to the commandment." Grief has a way of driving us toward action. We want to do something to process the pain, to care for what's been lost, or sometimes to cling to a sense of control. And the women here who had followed Jesus from Galilee were no different. They had just watched their beloved teacher suffer and die, and their hearts longed to anoint his body. And that would be an act of both reverence and affection. But with the Sabbath approaching, they faced a choice: proceed with their desire to tend to Jesus' body, or honor the Sabbath as God had commanded. They chose obedience. They rested, even in the sorrow, even in the tension of not finishing what their hearts desperately wanted to do. They had honored the Lord by, not by really rushing to the tomb, but by keeping his command. And their obedience, even in pain, was an act of worship. Now, this isn't really even an issue about whether the act of anointing on the Sabbath would have technically been breaking the Sabbath, right? Scripture tells us in Titus 1:15, "To the pure all things are pure." And Jesus often challenged the legalistic boundaries of the Sabbath traditions that had been added to God's intent with that command. But for these women who had been taught and they had lived by and loved God's law, their conscience of obedience was to rest. And as James 4:17 reminds us, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Their surrender wasn't just about the Sabbath observance. It was about trusting God's timing and will above their own thoughts, emotions, and desires. They denied themselves and waited, not knowing that their act of obedience would actually position them to be the first to witness the resurrection. You know, our own griefs, our unmet expectations, or even a sense of urgency can tempt us to take matters into our own hands. And when plans fall apart or life wounds us really deeply, the natural instinct is to act, to fix or to move. But sometimes the holiest thing that we can do is rest in obedience, even when it costs us something. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." These women didn't just deny themselves the comfort of caring for Jesus's body on their own terms. They chose to follow God's word even in the confusion and the heartache. And their faith reminds us that obedience is not about comfort. It's about trust. So may we learn from their example to prioritize God's voice over our impulses, to obey even when emotions scream otherwise, and to rest in the truth that worship is found in surrender. for blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.